And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, production of Fortis Institutes. We start in California, where voters have managed to surprise everyone, including themselves. They rejected a statewide minimum wage for the first time in state history, which would have pushed wages to $18 an hour. The measure fell short by 240,000 votes. I guess watching local fast food joints struggle with the current mandate of $20 an hour gave voters a taste of economic reality. A dark money environmental group has invested millions in teaching climate activists the exotic skill of speaking like normal people. The Potential Energy Coalition's Talk Like a Human campaign suggests replacing doom and gloom phrases with more positive messaging. Instead of climate crisis, they recommend extreme weather. Or rather than sacrifice, say enjoy. But judging by recent polls, which show Americans heavily favor fossil fuels, they might need more than a vocabulary lesson to sell their agenda. And to Pennsylvania, where the Department of Education has decided teaching teachers what to think isn't quite the same as teaching students how to learn. A lawsuit challenged their mandatory culturally relevant and sustaining education program, where officials quietly agreed to rescind the guidelines. And now teachers across the state can return to their original mission of education rather than ideological affirmation. And DC Comics had decided Superman needed yet another makeover, this time as a climate refugee with anger management issues. Our new Man of Steel sports long, unkempt hair and a snarling disposition, having rejected those pesky Midwestern values the Kents tried to instill in him. Meanwhile, Batman's trading his mansion for a garage workshop, and Wonder Woman swamped her Paradise Island for a demon horse. And at $4.99 per digital copy for the comic, I think readers probably are wishing for a hero who could fight inflation instead. Elon Musk has taken a break from his usual tech ventures and noticed something rather obvious about falling birth rates. He said maybe telling young women that having children ruins their lives is the best cultural message. Yeah, agree with that one, Elon. And as Sweden hits its lowest birth rate since 1749, Musk suggested that we might want to consider our societal fears of baby carriages. And what might go down as history's most peculiar protest movement? Progressive Americans are responding to Trump's victory by stockpiling an interesting combination of Plan B pills and hormone treatments. One provider jumped from 600 daily requests to 10,000 after the election, with some activists even pursuing sterilization, though reducing your own voter base might seem like an unusual political strategy. But they don't strike me as those who think things through like that. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. And if you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to be a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. You can do both at fortisinstitute.org. And don't forget, as always, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.